only knew how much money has been spent to brainwash you, you would actually feel really special. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
That's how they can invent golf. They can have a couple of Guinness, and then the next thing you know, here's my idea for a sport. I knock a ball into a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like pool? No, forget pool. That was a straight stick. A little broken stick. I whack a ball into a gopher hole. Oh, you mean like croquet? Ah, no, not croquet. That's a pussy sport. I put the hole hundreds of yards away. Oh, kind of like a bowling alley. Oh, no way. I put shit in the way. I put stuff in the way like trees and bushes. So you whack the ball. Whacking away and you feel like you're gonna have a stroke. That's what we'll call it, because every time you hit the ball you think you're gonna die. And right near the end they'll put a nice flat bit with a tiny flag to give you hope. And they'll put a pool and a sandbox to grab your ball. You do this one time, oh no, 18 damn times.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show, at your service today. Milty's out. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta, so grateful that he's on with me. And he comes on every Monday for years and years. And glad to have you, Dr. Duke Pesta. How are you?
Doing well, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, as we have new stations coming on board, like K-Talks in California, a lot of people might not know who you are. Will you give a little brief who you are, Dr. Duke Pesta?
I am a 30-year college professor. I'm a tenured professor of English. I think I'm the only conservative Christian humanities professor I've ever met in about 30 years at seven different universities. So it's a very interesting perspective I have on the inside of what goes on in higher education. Mm-hmm. I'm also the director of Freedom Project Academy. It's an online homeschool for moms and dads from kindergarten all the way through high school. I've written some books and I give a lot of talks across the country on educational reform. And I like spending my Mondays with you and Milty on the Kate Daly Show.
I love it. And also, he is tremendous, a tremendous speaker. And I actually met you through one of your speeches. I watched it and I could not believe how cool you were. I just thought you were so cool. And that you were nailing it on Common Core at the time, and so true. Everything you said, every single thing you said, is exactly what had happened on Common Core.
And that's really depressing.
I know.
If we start here by talking about education, everything we said was going to happen 12 years ago has happened. Mm-hmm. All the lies we said from the beginning, and you were right with me, Kate, that Common Core was not meant to improve your kids' education. Look at the numbers, folks. They're way, way down. Common Core was a tool, a methodology to get the federal government more in control of our kids' education by funding and bribing and blackmailing schools. And this is where this is the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
That's why they lowered academic achievement, because, of course, kids getting ahead is white supremacy. And they've used the classroom to push radical LGBTQ agendas, right. Transgenderism, critical race theory, and this incredible progressive worldview, all at the expense of teaching your kids how to read and write. That's where we are now.
Yeah. And, you know, it all speaks for itself. And at the time, people said, oh, you know, we were crazy for saying the things we were. And I'm sure you got a lot of blowback for that. And only time tested, you can now look and see. And the kids, what a struggle. Just even graduating from high school. Look at the scores. Everything's low. Everything.
Let me give you a quick anecdote.
Okay.
When I was in 2014, this is 10 years ago, exactly 10 years ago, on Easter Sunday, which mm-hmm. happened to be my birthday at the time, back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And the Journal Sentinel, the big liberal newspaper out of Milwaukee, they did a front page story on me. It was your typical hit piece. They didn't bother to call me. They really didn't interview me. They just talked about how I was stirring up this trouble and Common Core was wonderful and all the things that I said were going to come didn't come. And here we are one decade later, and it is absolutely palpably clear that all the things that we were all warning about happened. Mm-hmm. And you know, the funny thing is, not one apology, not one, we made a mistake. No one has had to pay one price in the none of the educrats have had to pay any price for what they've done to our public schools.
You're right.
In fact, here we are 10 years later. It's much worse than it was. And yet, and it keeps getting worse. And there's not been a single vote, not a single consultation with the moms and dads, the stakeholders, the ones who pay all the taxes mm-hmm. that fund these public schools. There has been not a single attempt to incorporate or to listen to or even to survey mm-hmm. what moms and dads yeah. think about what's going on in the public schools. That's how bad it's become.
You're right. A couple of things that are changing right now. Abortions coming to Columbia campus. By the way, I just wanted to mention, before we get to Iran and Israel, before we get to the rest of the news, abortions came to Columbia campus. Yep, their decision to begin handing out abortion drugs on campus, because, you know, no one can keep their legs closed. So no one can abstain. And so they are bringing abortion there, which it makes me sick, actually. It makes me sick. And also concerns over the universities in general signing over students' private FERPA data, which was happening in Common Core. The testing, right? Same exact thing. They were taking all the data. They're taking all the data from your kids still, and the parents and the teachers aren't even allowed to see the questions on the tests still, right?
Yeah, that's one of the great things that Common Core did. Great, I mean, large, really evil. Yeah. Data mining, right? Mm. That this is where we first had this, that they were using the public schools, like I said, not to educate your kids to read and write and do math,
right,
but to start gathering dossiers that on your children that your parents don't ever get to see. Mm-hmm. And they're actually in places like California selling that information to public businesses who then are targeting those cool kids for all kinds of things, like, for instance, Planned Parenthood, that
right.
kind of stuff. Yep.
Yep. I mean, it goes on and on. And the thing is get your kids out of public school, please, 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 and get them an actual education. Your school is amazing, by the way. I have to give you such props. Your history is amazing. I've read through your textbooks. I'm telling you, it's a great way to go. And how do people access that?
We are enrolling right now for between now, middle April, and to the middle of July, a couple more months, we are enrolling, and mm-hmm. we got plenty of room. This is the school. You could take part-time school with us. You could do one class with us if you want a real history class for your kids, and we could do the entire curriculum. Our kids graduate from high school. They're all mm-hmm. accredited. They go to colleges. They go into careers, so it's a real school, and you can reach us at FPEUSA.org. That's mm-hmm. FPEUSA.org.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you. I'm so glad. I'm glad I mentioned it now that I'm talking to you. I didn't realize you were starting your enrollment. And I'm so happy about that, actually, because it's such a great answer. And you actually hire really wonderful teachers, and you scrutinize and you make sure those teachers are worth their salt. And I really, really love your program, by the way. And anyone in the country can join that. So FPE Media, right? What is it again?
FPEUSA.org.
Okay.
And the other one more thing I would throw out there
sure.
is that the nice thing about our school, mm-hmm. it's live classes with real teachers
yes.
online. So no recordings,
nope.
but once the live classes are over, we upload the videos. So
yeah.
every mom and dad could, if they want to, they can watch every single second of their kids' education. Think mm-hmm. about how different that is from the public schools
right.
who won't let you in the schools and are now throwing you out and calling the FBI at school board meetings. At Freedom Project, your kids can attend live classes with live teachers, and there's every second of that 9 months of education, your moms and dads can call it up and watch the entire thing to make sure they know their kids are getting a good education.
Right. I love that. By the way, before we leave this topic, as news, Mayo Clinic argues that it has a legal right to punish professors for voicing unpopular opinions. And the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine is asking a judge to dismiss 3 of the 5 claims lodged by a professor suing the school, arguing it has no legal or contractual obligation to protect its faculty, academic freedom, and freedom of speech. And they were arguing over a case. And this is amazing. You can find this on thecollegefix.com. And it's talking about, you know, and where does that go as far as voicing unpopular opinions? I mean, to be sued over that.
Yeah, think what you're just you just related to the audience. Now you have a medical college, mm-hmm. and Mayo is one of the brand names in hospital care, right. in medical care, and they're basically telling you we have no obligation to defend the freedom of speech of our medical faculty. In other words, if you're talking about medicine and you're talking about doing no harm, mm-hmm. right? If right. you're arguing right. that the purpose of medicine is to keep people well and alive, well, that gets in the way of their abortion mm-hmm. mill arguments, right? And right. so they, if you're going to be a doctor, and we saw this, how about UCLA? Let's mention that real quick.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, UCLA actually forced, first, it was a mandatory first-year resident class, so freshmen in the medical school. They were required to attend a meeting that was led by a DEI officer, in which they were forced to get on their knees and say prayers to Mother Earth, the Earth goddess. They literally had to pray.
What?
And there was one or two of these first-year residents who didn't. And immediately, authorities at UCLA Medical cornered those people and asked them why they were not participating. And you explain to me, Kate, what does worshiping the mother goddess, Gaia, what does that have to do with first-year medical students? The answer is, can you imagine if somebody asked first-year residents to get down on their knees and say a Christian prayer? Can you imagine the outrage there would be?
Oh, yeah.
But praying to the world is okay, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. I have no words. I have no words for that. I can't believe it. Going back to that Mayo case, by the way, if you're wondering why it's Mayo Clinic doing this, it was not a binding contract with Dr. Michael Joyner, the plaintiff, longtime professor of anesthesiology. The clinic stated the policy expressly reserves the right to Mayo to regulate employees' speech and conduct. So whatever he says has to be Mayo Clinic approved. He's not allowed to say anything that's not approved by them. As a professor of anesthesiology. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. It is fascist. I mean, let's
yes.
make no...
Yes.
There are times when people overuse that word, mm-hmm. but this is fascism, right? If you yep. want to become a doctor, before we'll allow you, before at your very first mm-hmm. class you take in medical school is all about our pagan religion and our devotion to critical race theory and mm-hmm. LGBT and transgender, so-called affirming care for children.
Yep.
You want to be a doctor, you better not cross those lines.
We will be.
In other words.
Yeah. We're going to be right back. More on that comment. Be right back with Dr. Duke Pesta. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Hey, guys. If you love this show, please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, Kate, get some help. I can't tell you how many people are coming out of the woodwork and going, is everyone going to be okay through digital currency? Because they are definitely bringing it in and quicker than people think. So much out there. I can't even tell you. Even Whitney Webb, an actual investigative journalist, was saying, are you okay out there? You better get solidified with gold-backed IRAs, savings, and retirement. Just telling you, the free information to get, just text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name, Kate. Okay, that's it. Four letters, K-A-T-E. But text that number and just at least get the free info, okay? Your information stays private. And let me tell you, it's just the free info that you're getting. And then if you want to do something about it, it might not cost you anything, which is amazing. Go to Birch Gold. And also, please text 989898 and text my name, Kate. There's so much that we could say, but visits to the doctors, I don't know if people are realizing, Dr. Duke Pesta, my guest, or my co-host for Monday, let me just tell you, they're asking a lot of things on the forms, correct? Even about mental health. Are you sad? Are you depressed? Or do you find yourself having mental health issues? And then what else are they asking when you go to the doctor?
My wife was asked, is there anybody in your house who is mistreating you? In this case, she was asked, is your husband domineering? Does your husband override your opinions? The requisite wow. questions about, do you have guns in your house? How many guns? Are you afraid of the guns in your house? These kind of situations. I mean, it's almost as if doctors now, well, let's just call it what this is. Being a doctor mm-hmm. in America today, especially for the rising generation of students, is about being sociologists, not doctors. You got your big nose in charge of not what's best for them physically, medically, surgically. It's all about the sociology now. Basically, are their worldviews progressive enough? We were talking about UCLA, Kate, and if mm-hmm. you give me a second here,
please.
It's even worse than we said at the beginning. And okay. I hope people are willing to call in on the segments here today,
right.
and the lines are open, right?
888-673-1450, 888-673-1450, and you can, that number is also on the website. Go ahead.
So I do want to share about more what happened mm-hmm. at UCLA. This is no on the one hand, you had Mayo Clinic that we talked about, which mm-hmm. is a private medical school to some degree.
Right.
And now you've got UCLA, which is one of the big public teachers of future doctors. And so I mentioned that a DEI officer by the name of Lisa Gray Garcia, at this mandatory meeting of first-year residents, mm-hmm. in this mandatory course, it was not a course on medicine. It was a course mandated on structural racism. That's the point. And for first-year medical students at the UCLA campus, a guest speaker who praised Hamas's October 7th attacks on Israel, this guest speaker led a chant of all the students, mandatory, remember, free Palestine, and demanded that they bow down to Mama Earth, according to all the students who were in the class. This Lisa Tina Gray Garcia, who referred to October 7th, mm-hmm. The attacks and the murders as justice, is in charge of the DEI organization for the entire medical school. Can you imagine on your first class of your first day at medical school? It's not about ethics, it's not about honesty, and not about how to become a compassionate doctor. It's not about anatomy or physiology. It's about this nonsense. And don't forget, mom and dad out there, this is what happens when your kids now go to the military. Before they learn about soldiering,
right.
or brotherhood, or the Constitution and defending freedom, the first thing that you're just like at the doctor in the medical schools, the first thing your kids are learning at the cadet schools is structural racist DEI, critical race theory, why America is a wicked country. This is how deeply this has been
sick.
Embedded in every aspect of American culture.
This just makes me sick. I also, since we're on the topic of medical, I've been looking into this a lot. Within the next few years, AI will absolutely spit out your diagnosis. Right now, the doctors are also looking at medical, different medical things as your diagnosis, but complete and total control AI will have, and the doctors will not be allowed to insert anything different into your game plan when you go to the hospital. It'll be all AI driven completely.
This is really important.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pesta. Don't go anywhere. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, Done with Debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. All right, done with debt. Donewithdebt.com. You guys, get on top of your credit cards right now while you still can, while you have options. Donewithdebt.com can help bring your rates down. They can negotiate for you. They do the work for you, which is so nice. You don't have to do anything, which is great. And I love the way they do it. And they can actually help you kind of assess where you're at in your situation and give you some wonderful things to look at and really give you a good assessment. But I love what they're doing. Please go to donewithdebt.com and get on top of that. We try to be really helpful here at the show as far as all the things that we can do, because I know you feel like there's a lot out there, what's happening in the world, and there's not a lot you can do. There are some things you can do, though, and that's definitely one of them, and that is to help your own situation to feel peace right now, because you might not be able to change what's going on in Iran or Israel. You might not be able to change what's happening at the college level or medically or all these different things, but we can control what we do. And we can control how that impacts our life on the daily. So please go to donewithdebt.com. Tell them we sent you. There's a box you can fill out that says Kate Daly sent you. But this is a tremendous thing to do. And I love what they're doing for people. It is amazing. And they're so reputable. They're so incredible. Donewithdebt.com. Okay. I know there's a lot of companies out there. This is the reputable one. All right. Donewithdebt.com. Okay. Dr. Pesta, any final words on what we were just talking about as well? And we invite people to call in 888-673-1450. We'd love to take your calls.
Well, I guess I would say, by way of tying this up, mm-hmm. whether you're talking about the military, whether you're talking about the universities, the law schools are even worse than the medical schools, mm-hmm. or what's happening in the medical schools now. I think America needs to wake up to the fact that this is no longer just the preoccupation of academics with PhDs who have no real control over you. Right now, from the military to the colleges to the public schools to the law schools to the medical schools, this anti-human and transhumanist worldview is so deeply leaching into the culture. You may not realize it, but the soldier of tomorrow, the doctor of tomorrow, the lawyer of tomorrow, right tomorrow, are all going to be steeped deeply and committed to unilaterally to anti-American, anti-capitalist, anti-Christian forms of doing business. That's coming really, really quick.
Oh, I hope people really internalize that, what you just said. It is coming faster than you think. And this is why I talk about going to Vegas and that globe thing, and the show was all about worshiping Mother Earth. And my husband and I walked out, and I could not believe people were receptive to this. And it was a Mother Earth spit you out from fish poop years, you know, millennia ago. And now you are a creature from the earth, and that you have to leave the earth. That, and of course, the death to America. Whitmer was out there, finally condemned death to America chants, right?
Now, it took over a week, and the only reason she did it, this is the Michigan. Absolutely nasty governor of Michigan, one of the most locked down, heinous, COVID unfriendly to anybody but progressive cultures out there in Michigan. And it took her almost eight days before she actually said anything. And even then, it was a very tepid sort of condemnation. But think about this, Kate. I mean, now what we saw in European countries for the last 10 years, 15 mm-hmm. years, huge numbers of immigrants from Islamic countries who are kniving people, who mm-hmm. are protesting, who are calling for death to the very countries that welcomed them in. Now welcome to America 2024. And look at what's going on today. You have violent and disruptive protests in San Francisco, right. in all the major universities, all over this country. And we're not talking about standing on street corners with signs. We're talking about invading the Capitol building mm-hmm. and destroying the lunch hour for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that if conservatives were doing it, it would be called insurrection.
Yeah.
But of course, they're radical anti-American Muslim voices. And the left, as you see with Joe Biden, right? Mm-hmm. He is willing to throw Israel under its bus if that means, because they can't afford to lose Michigan. So this is what you see. You see at the highest level of the federal government, mm-hmm. they are quantifiably egging on these kinds of protests. And it's cowardly. On the one hand, they'll say things, and the other hand, then mm-hmm. what they give with one hand, they take away with the other hand. It's pure calculation. It's all politics, right? The left has to, on the one hand, I guess I'll say it this way. The White House believes that most secular Jews in this country are going to vote for him no matter what happens. And you know what? They're probably right to think so. Meanwhile, not throwing Israel under the bus will definitely cost them votes in places like Michigan. So this is it. If you're a modern secular Jew in America today, you're less concerned about Israel. You're going to vote for the Democrat no matter what. They don't have to worry about your vote. Mm-hmm. But notice what the angry aspect of the immigrants from Islam. Yeah, they're going to make you pay if you don't surrender to them.
Amen. Okay. And another thing that I think about, too, that I wonder if people out there are thinking about, when you saw the whole, you know, the protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge, you're seeing a lot of rhetoric about all this stuff, right? How much of it is paid for? You know, the Democrats, if we're going to do sides, the Democrats have a long history, and I play clips on the show all the time, a long history of devising plans and getting people under a payroll to make it look like it's a very natural protest or a natural thing that they're doing, and out there with all kinds of different from BLM to this possibly, how bought and paid for this is, because they've usually even with and well, you could go clear back, because I play clips from this from the 60s and 70s talking about well devised plans, but also very much paid for people out there to create division, to create chaos, to create all of this stuff too. How much of it do you think is that?
It's huge. And there's a major organization called the Dissenters, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that are nationally funding many of these protests now on behalf of Palestine. This is an activist group that started in 1992, and its entire point was to mobilize young radical feminists. Mm-hmm. Think about how we just heard last week that the war in Palestine was primarily a queer feminist conflict. Mm-hmm. Now, think about what Hamas would do to feminist queers. And yet these groups, this dissenters group, supports them. This dissenters group was given grant money, huge amounts of grant money to support, quote, safety and security measures among their membership as part of their organizing to free mm-hmm. Palestine.
Right.
As an aside, this is interesting. It is worth mentioning that along with aiding the Free Palestine movement, the Third Wave Fund, this dissenter group, also finances a sex worker giving circle, which is a diverse range of sex worker-led groups throughout the country and bringing current and former sex workers to the philanthropic decision-making table. So these are the idiots who are sponsoring this. And there's deep pockets for this. There's money all over the place for this. And what this is doing is slowly but securely, one thread at a time, unraveling the social garment that keeps us traditionally American.
Yeah. I'm with you on this. I think a lot more is bought in the way of protest, because they're easy to buy. The people are easy, and they're young usually, and that's how you can kind of tell. You know, when people show up a lot for the RNC, I'm not talking about the neoconservatives, but the patriotic, like RNC, it's always an older crowd. But you go to the leftists, it's always the younger crowd. Yes? Always the younger crowd. Yeah.
Well, they knew that back in 1850, didn't they? That you don't have to worry about the politicians or the grandpas or the people who had their established businesses. The ones you got to work on is the idiot kids, the ones that are full of energy and rage, but with no critical thinking to guide them. That's what you want. We'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
Why are they coming after the medical schools, the lawyer schools, the soldiers?
It's true.
Why are they coming after the university?
We'll be right. Good question. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Duke Pesto when we come back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Of course, you can call up 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. And welcome back. I've got Dr. Duke Pesto with me, and always loving that. Go to MyPillow.com to support this show. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. Keep us on the air. We're one of the very, very few truth tellers on the air. Mostly people do a lot of podcasts and things like that, but we're the ones on the air. So help us stay here, and I really appreciate you doing that. And then also, MyPillow has such amazing deals right now to take advantage of, especially for Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's coming up quicker than you think. And then also weddings and graduations and things like that. MyPillow is the place to go, because you're going to help a patriot, and then you're also going to get great deals. All right. So I have Dr. Duke Pesto. You have to talk about what Bill Maher said. You do.
Yeah. And the one I think your audience remembers, 6 months ago, Bill Maher was moving steadily to the right, it seemed, right? He was calling out Biden, talking about the left has gone too far, that the immigration was a disgrace. Over and even last week, he said things very similar to that, right? That, again, we're moving far too left. Canada should be a warning to us about things we shouldn't be doing. So clearly, Maher's not an idiot. He knows that this government is out of control and things are disintegrating fast. However, he cannot bring himself to vote for a Republican under any circumstances. So now we're beginning to see, because we're 6 months out from election, now for all of the common sense that Maher showed a couple months ago, now he's back on the left train hard. And he actually said something stunning, honest, but stunning. He said, we should stop pretending. Abortion is murder. And I'm fine with it, he said. There's too many people in this world. There's 8 billion people in the world. And we won't miss you, right?
Jeez.
So on the one hand, I think we should praise Bill Maher for calling abortion murder. It's something that the rest of the left is not willing to do. On the other hand, he shows his progressive bona fides. Yep, it's murder. And I'm okay with it, because it's not happening to me, and it's not going to affect my $40 million in the bank. And because I don't have a wife and children, it doesn't matter to me. On the one hand, he's complaining about too much illegal immigration. On the other hand, he's urging Americans to abort their own children. So I guess you got to do the math on that.
It's simply amazing. You have to tack on the, if you're a leftist at heart, which he is, all right, he's a total leftist, you have to tack on the mantra of, so what's, who cares? Yeah, it's murder. So we're all going, oh, great, he finally says it. And then it's, so what? Murder.
That's right.
It's okay.
That's right. And yet, if you did it to a trans person, that would be the greatest hate crime in the history of the world.
Jeez Louise.
You know what? The one way to stop abortion is to designate every unborn child trans. I mean, if that would work, wouldn't it? I mean, because the child has not been born yet, and especially if it's early enough in the pregnancy, you can't even tell its gender until you get to a certain point. So let's designate every unborn child trans, and I guarantee you no one would ever abort another one in the history of the world.
Oh my gosh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, for sure. I do have to say, too, on the same kind of front with just the crazy... The craziness of this, the female transvestite that wanted to just be a person in the ring for as a boxer lasted 21 seconds.
Yep. It took less than half a minute for biology to demonstrate, oh, yes, there's a big difference between men and women. It took 21 seconds.
Amazing.
And meanwhile, we've got Ketanji Brown on the Supreme Court, who still can't figure it out because she's not a biologist.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is this?
She still thinks the government is hamstrung by the First Amendment.
Yep,
oh,
right.
Gosh, we could go on for days on that.
And
but
I'll tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you, Kate. That the biggest mistake the trans ideology made was forcing boys into girls' sports.
Yes.
Think about it. They were cruising along. They had all this soppy, sentimental support. The left reflexively liked them. Think about it. Ever since boys started dominating girls' sports, that's when the back thrust came. The dumbest thing they ever did was pushing for that.
Yep.
Because by doing that, like you just said, it took 21 seconds.
21 seconds, Patricia,
to demonstrate who's man and who's a woman. And the single most thing, the thing that has provided the most blowback, is watching these boys toss girls around like they're nothing. They would have been a lot smarter to have waited 4 or 5 years. Let their ideology have become more popular before they made that mistake.
Right. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome. Oh, sorry. I didn't get there in time. So Patricia Manuel, raised by her single mother along with her lesbian sister, is a female boxer who has undergone multiple elective surgeries, including a double mastectomy, in hopes of visually passing as a man. And then, of course, said, I love the honesty of this sport. Two people with gloves, same weight category, settling out who will be better. In boxing, you settle it, and then you hug. You hug each other afterward. I wish more of the world was like this. Got completely spanked in 21 seconds. Did you notice the female component of going, oh, and you get to hug afterwards? What man would say that?
You only get to hug if you're not TKO'd on your back. And can I make this other point before we have to sign out?
Sure.
If women really wanted to become men and really make men happy, the last thing you would cut off was your boobs. I mean, come on, think about it. I mean,
you're right.
Our breasts are very lovely far as men are concerned.
Men love them. Yes.
And so women who want to be men, the first thing they do is cut theirs off. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. By the way, Reyes weighed less than this woman by a couple of pounds. And two people with gloves, just people. Person, you couldn't last 21 seconds.
The purpose of boxing is violence.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point.
Not the hugging afterwards.
Which the idiot didn't bother to recognize.
Yes.
21 seconds, she got knocked out, and the whole violence thing seemed to escape her. She was ready for her hug.
She said at the end, I'm disappointed, and to be honest, my ego is bruised, but I refuse to bow my head in shame. Honey, you might want to rethink that.
Your ego is bruised, what do you think the punch you took? I mean, I'm sure that bruised you first. Oh, and by the way, a bruised ego doesn't cost anything. A broken nose does.
This weird
notion that the left has, that words are the same thing as violence. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, funny, people commenting said one word, duh. You just can't make this stuff up. You know, it's seriously showing itself. We don't even have to comment on it. It's so bad. Thank you so much, Dr. Duke Pesta. Appreciate you.
And hey, Kate, have a great week.
Yeah, thank you so much. And of course, tomorrow, Uncle Milty, Mel, Madison, and we have an economist coming on. All kinds of great things tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. We'll see you back here tomorrow, okay?